This podcast is sponsored by PICC, Florida's leading public adjusters for 22 years of handling residential commercial claims in Florida. Dealing with an insurance company when having a property loss can be discouraging. Let PICC encourage you and maximize your compensation. Please call us at 305-956-3666.
Good morning. Today's class is Refuah Shlema Feige Bat Kamila. Also in Le'u Nishma Yerachmel Deinu Gedolei Siyam Benema. And also in success, you are Shemaim with the Sheva Rebecca, the Abel Sheva, Emmet Ben Sheva, and Makavat Hobasha, and Emmet Ben Sheva. Also, Mishrat Hashem, very, very big announcement. We are having December 20th, an amazing event, a huge event, in the space at Westbury. I'm going to, this event is by Darzark Events Presents. It's a, God willing, it's between, young professionals. And we're planning on having, God willing, a class and a singles event. That is going to be Tuesday, December 20th at the space at Westbury. I'm going to post it on social media and on the chats, how to get tickets, etc. But it, I mean, I think the place holds up to like 1,200 tickets, 1,300 tickets. So it should be a very, very big event, God willing. And Bezrat Hashem, I'm very excited about that also. It seems to be I'm going to New York more often than I thought. But God willing, I'm happy to do that. All right? Today's class, we're going to do a little bit about a book called New Light. We're going to talk about leverage. We're going to talk about the Parsha of the Week a little bit. And self-esteem. So we know the Parsha of the Week speaks about the concept between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov, we know that Yaakov took the birthright. Yaakov is connected to the concept of Chachma, finding the wisdom and intellect in everything. And Esav represents materialism, impulsiveness. Give me some of the red stuff. The red stuff represents the food not even being cooked. The instant gratification versus delayed gratification. So this whole parsha is teaching us that Yaakov and Esav do not just represent two people that were two brothers. It represents two states of mind that we can connect to the delayed gratification of Yaakov and look at the birthright. His whole concept of Yaakov was delayed gratification. Esav was all about instant gratification, impulses, etc. And this is what we're going to talk about practically today, that our ability to develop our mindset, your ability to develop yourself, is very, very connected to this concept between delayed gratification and instant gratification. We all have a Yetzirah that every day climbs up, every day. And our job is to really, really get enough leverage in order to how to beat it. Welcome. The first thing we need to recognize is the ability to have self-esteem. To the extent that we do not love ourselves through our willingness to endure short-term pain for long-term wanes, who wants to put into an effort in somebody they don't like? The mindset is understandable, but quite problematic. If we constantly shrink your obligations, for example, when a person has low self-esteem, all he's thinking about is, give me some of the red stuff. He doesn't care what smoking could do for him. He doesn't care what that meal could do for him. He knows if he eats that meal, he's going to wake up sick tomorrow. He doesn't care. He's not even thinking about tomorrow. He's thinking about buy now, pay later. And this mindset of buy now, pay later eventually destroys your self-esteem. Not only does it destroy it, but it puts you pretty much in a prison. And this is shown by a great experiment. This experiment was done, the Marshmallow Experience. Marshmallow Experience talks about in 1960, a Stanford professor named Walter Mischel. He conducted a series of studies and basically took 4 to 5 year olds, told them you can have one marshmallow right now, or if you wait 15 minutes, you can have two marshmallows. Basically did a whole study and tracked these people down 40 years, and throughout their lives, the people that had a delayed gratification, that took the two marshmallows versus the one marshmallow, they were less likely to fall into addictions, better relationships, better jobs, happier families. So clearly the indication here is that when we take the bait, our soul suffers. The more we take the bait, the more you focus on short-term gratification versus long-term gratification, this eventually is going to obviously not create growth, because all you're doing is escaping pain. And that's going to eventually affect the person's mental health. So there's no question today between delayed, and I see this in my rehab, you know, what people are, you know, 60 days of treatment, 70 days, you can't wait to not use 70 days. That means if we don't develop this waiting, and why is it so important? Reb Nachman says, because when you sinned, you didn't wait. So when you repair it, now you have to wait. The whole tikkun in life is you're going to wait anyway. That means if you would have waited before, you wouldn't have to wait now. And this is where we need to start building this self-esteem muscle, and we need to start building the willpower and start focusing on delayed gratification. This refers to food. This refers to relations. Sometimes what happens, I have this call all the time. It's almost the same call. Like I should just take the same response. Did you get physical too quick? Yes. Did you know you're not supposed to? Yes. The relationship failed. What can I do? So you need to understand. We need to starve your impulses and heat up your future. To the extent that we starve our impulses, we heat up our future. But when we don't cool off our impulses, our future is cooled off. So your ability to recognize, yes, this is not easy. Nothing is easy. Fighting habits, fighting desire, nothing is easy. Waking up early is not easy. Shalom bayit is not easy. Nothing is easy. Hizbot didut is not easy. Nothing is easy in life. Nothing. But it's because how we associate what we're doing is why we're not getting the results. For example, if I tell you I associate his bodhidut as pleasure, I don't associate it as pain, because I know after I do his bodhidut, I get pleasure. But if you're associating his bodhidut as pain, you're going to constantly not do it. So it's very, very important, the ultimate way to real create change. So all of a sudden you have a person that keeps on taking the bait, keeps on taking the carrot, keeps on in self-destructive behaviors, he knows the behaviors are terrible for him. What should he do? If I just told you that that instant gratification is going to destroy pretty much every area of your life, whether family, your self-esteem, etc. What do you do? The key is we're missing. What are we missing? We're missing ratzon. We're missing the desire to change. Right? Anytime you want to change, if you just make it a should, it's not going to happen. You have to make it a must. This is where Rabbi Rush talks about it in his book called A New Light. He says, when your will is free, you are free. As long as you have that desire, eventually you will break that obstacle. But I love Tony Robbins' approach on this, that anytime I have a self-defeating behavior that's not serving me, such as not being focused. Thank God, you know, when you told me 20-something years ago that if I don't have sexual purity, I'm going to become poor. That was the leverage. Nothing to talk about. It never happened again. Forget 40-day challenge. Never. Because I associated having no money and being poor is much worse than, God forbid, spilling the seed. At that time, that was my direction, that where I needed. So you have to get enough leverage to you. If you're okay being poor and broke, then what am I going to tell you? There's nothing's going to help you change. If you're okay, you know, being overweight and living like that, then you're right. There's not enough leverage for you to eat better and have more energy. So you have to get enough leverage, and that's where self-esteem really comes in. If I had, back then, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to become 22 and poor. There's no way. What do I need to do? So I invested 100% in myself. I had major cravings, the distractions, but I don't care. That is more, I associate it now, spilling seed, as I associate that as not pleasure anymore. I associate that as pain. That is going to cost me money. So for me to keep it became pleasure. So I actually flipped the switch. I flipped the switch to something that I got pleasure from. Now it became pain for me. Let's say you want to be in great shape. And you look at the donut all of a sudden as, wow, that's so much pleasure. I look at a donut as a stomach ache and a headache. I don't associate it as pleasure, because I know if I eat it, I'm going to feel nauseous, when I get a stomach ache, I don't associate it. But if you associate it as pleasure, it's going to be very hard for you to really, really not take the bait. And this is what's happening today. We're in a world that we don't have, and society is not helping this. There's more dispensaries. You have a problem? A pill for an ill. The solution here is not, hey, let's build some endurance. Let's build some delayed gratification. We know the science behind it, and that's what's working. But today we're feeding into people's impulsiveness. Even studies showing places in the earth, you don't want, you know, we'll bring you a friend to smoke heroin with. There's no such, that's the problem today. It's very low expectations and an appearance of high warmth. But this is enabling, you're enabling people, because if they do not understand that they have to, that delayed gratification is really the key. Look at Esau. What did he do? He sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. For a soup. You understand? That is, don't think of Yaakov and Esau as two characters. Look at it as two concepts in life. That delayed gratification, Yaakov, you're going to, what did Yaakov get? The 12 tribes are coming from Yaakov. Yaakov got the birthright. Yaakov was connected to Chochma. Yaakov got everything. What did Esau get? Zero. So when you're looking, for example, let's say you know that if you want to be successful, you want to get to another spiritual level, you need to wake up earlier. So now you're associating sleep as pleasure. You got to associate after a certain time that if I don't wake up after 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock, whatever your time is, that is now pleasure. Pleasure is over after 5 o'clock. 5:01, now that's pain. You have to associate the destructive behaviors not as pleasure, as pain now. Because every decision we make are for two reasons. To desire pleasure and avoid pain. So what we need to do is we need to take a link. And the way I like to do it is I say, okay, imagine yourself. I tell people in my recovery, okay, imagine yourself. You don't want to put the effort into the program. You know, you need to, in order to get a change of consciousness, you need to put a tremendous amount of effort. You have to pay attention. You got to be engaged. Even if you like it, if it's painful, you got to be engaged. If you're not engaged, you're not going to get success. I don't want to be engaged. Okay. Well, how would you like maybe another 5 years like this? How would you like to be in these programs for another 5 years? Like a yo-yo from one program to another program. You don't want to be engaged? Then how does another 5 years look like this? Right now you're 30. Imagine 35. You're still in the rehab boat. What does that look like? Whoa. That's a whole different ball game. That's a lot of pain. So all of a sudden, you took a guy who didn't have a desire for pleasure to go into the program. You just shifted his outlook and saying, well, recovery is pleasure. Because if not, I'm going to end up 5 years like this. Or let's say you have many times you'll get a call that major shalom bite issues, but my husband, he's not interested in therapy, he's not interested in this, he's not interested in that. Let's say he's worth $20 million. Maybe he's busy, super successful, doesn't want to deal with therapy, doesn't care, rather work, etc. Because work becomes more pleasure. But what happens, all of a sudden his wife says, listen, if you continue, you don't want to go to therapy, I'm going to end up having, God forbid, I see the relationship's going, it's going to go to divorce. All of a sudden, therapy for him becomes pleasure, because of not going to therapy, God forbid, divorce can cost him $10 million, half of what he has. So now, shalom bayit means $10 million to him. But before, it didn't make a difference to him. He associates now, shalom bayit, if I don't have to fix my family issues, I'm going to have a $10 million, I'm going to lose $10 million. Just giving you examples. We have to right now get a different definition of, in order to get lasting change, we have to change what we look at, pleasure versus pain. We have to look at the delayed gratification. This is not easy. Obviously, I feel like I'm the guy telling everybody, you got to do this. The reason why we have to do this, because the price of not growing is the price of just being stuck. And that is worse than anything, to be mediocre in life. If you're just stuck on a mountain. So this is why you have to get enough leverage. Think about a lasting thing you're working on. Think about something that's really destroying you, really affecting you. And you have to. And the reason why you're doing that is because you're getting pleasure from it. You have to now associate that as pain. Delayed gratification is going to give you the crown. Delayed gratification refers to keter, right? Keter, katar, wait. And instant gratification, the same words, represent karet, cut. So we can decide what road we want to take. So when I tell you, listen, you have to start getting a better relationship with pain. You have to look at pain as pleasure. Because pain, at the end of the day, will give you pleasure if you handle pain well. But if you run away from pain, that is not pleasurable. That's just adding more pain to it. So any behavior that you have that you're not getting what you're getting on it is because you're lacking will. You're lacking the desire to do it. The way you get the desire to do it is by increasing what? Leverage. There's no leverage. There's no change. If I don't have enough leverage, if I say to myself, imagine I'm doing this book and I'm not focused and I could be 5 more years writing this book. That now focus being whatever I'm doing to be distracted now becomes painful. Because now what am I going to wait another 5 years to write a book? That's going to be super painful. I'd rather just deal with not being distracted, the painful of being concentrated and whatever messages, whatever I got to deal with, I got to turn off and really go engaged. Or any situation, we could take the same principle to any situation, whether it could be, you know, a person, God forbid, sexual issues, watching the wrong things on TV. All those things do is they push away your growth. You have to cool off your impulses and heat up your vision. And the way to do that is by increasing desire. Because remember, technically, you should say, if I have healthy self-esteem, I will do anything to win. But when we lack healthy self-esteem, all we want to do is give it to me now. Instant gratification. You know, if you get way too physical in the relationship, you know it's going to end up in the wrong way. But you're not listening. Why? Because you have a drive. You have a Yetzirah. But you know that's going to cost you a breakup. And then you're going to get into another relationship. And then the same thing's going to happen over and over again. Then you're going to be 35, 40. And it's going to constantly happen over and over again without changing. So, and unfortunately, that is really, really the depression and sadness when we're looking at our problems and not getting enough leverage to change. And you have to understand this. This is not a joke. But today, the society is doing the opposite. It's telling you, you have pain, don't worry. We'll medicate you. Because why? We make money in healthcare. You're not growing? It's okay. We'll make everything legal for you. Because they want to make people stupid. Because if they make people stupid, they can control the governments. They don't want smart people. If they had smart people, we would have a different system. But they want the majority of people stupid. That is the intention of the government. They want people just to be stupid. So you'll never be able to do anything. Because I've enabled you. I've given you everything. I've taken away all your loans from you. You could smoke whatever you want. You could eat whatever you want. I'm going to make you stupid. So as long as you're stupid, you're not going to do nothing. This is America, what we've gotten to. Where now you see anybody that's speaking out, talking responsibility, like, you know, the Jordan Petersons. Oh, this guy is crazy. No, this is the MS. That is the truth. We're teaching people responsibility. Responsibility. You have a soul, your responsibility is to develop it. And we have a Yetzirah too. We all have an Esav inside of us that just wants the red stuff. Give it to me. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with the issue. And you have to recognize that behavior is just going to lead to addictions, depressions, impulsiveness, etc. We've created a society today also. Social media, it's too much impulsiveness. There's no delayed gratification. This is why it's very important. I recommend go to the gym. Go to the gym. Go to the gym. Get yourself the hardest trainer. And put a good hour investment in yourself. Kill yourself on a workout where you can barely breathe. And you see how much effort you put on that workout. Now, after that workout, you're going to see you're not going to eat a chocolate cake after that workout. Why? Because you just put in a tremendous amount of effort. You're not going to blow 1,000 calories after an hour workout, CrossFit, in 2 seconds. If you do, that means there's no investment in yourself. But technically, the harder you work, the less likely you're going to take the bait. But if you put no effort into yourself, that chocolate cake, in 2 seconds you'll take it. Why? Who cares? So this is what I'm trying to explain to you. You have to have the physical component, and you also have to have the mental component to this. And all studies are showing, when we have low self-esteem, the people will fall into all kinds of forms of escape, such as all kinds of addictions. There's not one person that comes into my recovery program that has high self-esteem. There's not one person. They can't, because it's all about, give it to me now. Give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now. And this is a problem. This is a problem because society is not promoting this. Society is not promoting this. Society is creating more excuses, more enabling, and we have to rise above. Remember, we are supposed to be the nations. People are supposed to look up to us. We are supposed to be the nations. We are not supposed to be hanging out with pigeons. You are supposed to be the nations. People, they will learn from you. Not, you will learn from them. So this is an area of your life. You have to get enough leverage. And ask yourself. This is the questions you have to ask yourself. Whether it's smoking, whether it's eating the wrong thing, whether it's not investing in your marriage, whether it's not investing in yourself. Ask yourself, how much is this costing you? Right? How much is this pleasure costing you? And how do you do it? Pain association questions. What will this cost you if you continue to do this for another 5 years? Let's say you don't want to, you're not interested in changing your behavior, character. Okay. What is your shalom bayit look like in 5 years? It's going to be the same thing. Imagine how frustrating that is to have 5 years of horrible shalom bayit. You don't want to listen to a class? Okay, don't listen to a class. You don't want to pray? Don't pray. You're not going to change any other way. Today, unfortunately, we don't have something where you can just get zapped and change. That's unfortunately not the process. If it was that easy, everybody would be getting zapped. You can't. It takes time. You have to recognize the shadow in your life. You have to recognize the problem, and then you have to beg your Creator to get you to help you with this behavior. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of will. But you have to own it, and then you have to put the work in. But once you get change, everything changes, your relationships, etc. But let's say you're not interested in change. You'd rather have a miserable marriage for another 5 years. 5 more years of this miserable marriage? What's that going to do to your body? What's that going to do to your happiness? What's that going to do to your children? That's a question you have to ask yourself. But if you tell the guy right away, no, leave me alone. Okay, I'll leave you alone for right now. But how about 5 more years of this? You need to be able to say, fixing my shalom bayit before is painful. Now it'll become pleasurable. The whole key is to get enough leverage to link it. You know, sometimes they tell people, in order to stop a behavior for a long time, for example, cigarettes, people say if you take a guy and he smokes 50 cigarettes in a row, he's going to get so disgusted of the cigarettes that he won't be able to touch it. It's exactly what happened to me also. I was in Europe one time, and I was in London for a trade show with my wife, and we go eat at this kosher restaurant, and I had some kind of cold cuts. I don't know what it was. 3 days knocked out, food poisoning. 3 days knocked out. I can't even look at meat, cold cuts. I can't even look at it. I'm so traumatized because I associate that as being sick for 3 days. So you could see how we're all triggered by different things, right? One person's triggered by a perfume smell if they've gotten abuse. We've all triggered. So what we need to do is we need to now recognize, take those things in your life and change the meaning of it. If you gave me right now the wrong food, I'm disgusted by it. It's not pleasure. Healthy food to me is pleasurable. Disgusting food is not pleasurable to me. I don't even have a desire for it because I look at it as pain. I don't look at it as pleasure. So for me, I can pass by, not even touch the wrong foods. But if a person doesn't have that association to it, it will not change. This is where you have to ask yourself, am I worth it, number one? If I'm not worth it, why am I not worth it? Second, you have to ask yourself, do I have enough leverage to change? And self-esteem and change are both related. And what you're going to have to recognize is you're going to have to be able to be patient. When we talk about 40 days of challenge, 40-day wait, if you can't wait 40 days not to watch pornography, then we have bigger problems. We have bigger problems than this. It's affecting your soulmate. It's affecting your You know, what kind of girl is going to want to marry a guy watching porn? What in the world do you expect to happen? So that pleasure, you have to look at it as, I'm going to be single for years. I'm going to be alone. I'm going to be in toxic relationships. I'm not going to attract the right one. That's a segula for you not to get married. You know, the fact that I have every single problem in my life, every time I get stressed, I have to smoke. What kind of people am I attracting? What kind of situations am I attracting that this is going to help me? Versus, I need more emunah instead of marijuana. You need more chokhma, bina, and dat, CBD, than CBD. That's the real what you need. You need to change consciously. But if that is your system of functioning, then this is what you're going to get. We are not fixing anything. We are just putting a band-aid on a bullet wound. All you're doing when you're escaping from pain and all that. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I put the work in, but I know that work at the end of the day is going to give me pleasure. Not putting in the work in is not even, eventually you'll look at what pleasure you get, you're not even going to get that pleasure anymore. So this is why there's no real, nothing really here to do but to change. There's no other option. Because the price of not changing, it's just going to be, it's going to fuel low self-esteem. And remember, when we do have self-esteem, then we have low self-esteem, we become the center of attraction, we blame the whole world for everything, and we get stuck as victims. When we have healthy self-esteem, our perspective opens, we're more grateful, we're invested more in ourselves, and our ability to endure pain now becomes now pleasure. So this is why when you go to the gym or anything you're doing difficult, you should say, pain sets me free. Pain sets me free. Bring it on. I want more of it. Versus, no, run away from it. Pain sets me free. There's a big difference, what Pinson said beautifully, between being free and freedom. Free is not freedom. I want to be free. I want to do what I want. Doesn't mean you have freedom. Free, discipline is freedom. Not free. Free things are not freedom. Free is not freedom. Everybody wants to be free. No, you need discipline. It should be the United States of discipline. That's what it should be changed. So we need more gevura of discipline so people can build themselves up. And obviously, we all treat each other the way we feel about ourselves. So we don't. Our relationships do not get better unless we get better. Our marriages do not get better if we are not happier. Our opportunities don't get better if we are not attracting in a higher consciousness. But to recognize the destructive behaviors, just think of it, okay, I don't want to be bothered, I don't want to do the class that we're supposed to do, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do 40 days. Okay, don't do it. It's okay, don't do it. Be free. But you're really a slave to your habits. You're going to be a slave to your habits forever. So today, right before Kislev, I recommend everybody right before Mincha in the afternoon, right before Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes in, go outside and give yourself a nice scream. A good scream of all the amount of transitions in November. Give a nice Scorpio scream just before and let that light in. Because remember, we can't attract miracles if we have a blocked heart. Invest in yourself, put the effort in yourself. And this involves, again, it involves in all aspects of your life. This is the same recipe. There's no different recipe. You don't want it? Don't worry. You think you're free? No. The game of life is not to get high. The game of life is to be free. We want freedom. We just don't want free things. Have a great day.